or even just an old lever action. The Gun Doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now we return to the hope of Christmas.
Hello and welcome back to this special Christmas program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Have you ever known someone that just by knowing them, they make you a better person? I've had a few in my life, and one of these was a man named William. I was a young man in my early 20s, and William was probably about 45. I met him at a church where I worked. William was severely handicapped. He had the mind of a young child. He'd never held a job, and he still lived with his elderly mother. Now, William was an odd sort of guy, kind of funny looking, wore his pants way too high. He was friendly enough, but he wasn't the kind of guy that would just come right up and talk to you. He'd sort of sneak up from behind. You'd be doing something, and all of a sudden, you'd feel somebody standing behind you, and there would be William. After I'd worked at the church for a few months, we had a new member come. Her name was Evelyn. She, too, was handicapped, and she suffered from severe epilepsy. Well, from the first moment William saw her, he was in love with Evelyn, and he immediately made a pest of himself. No matter how hard Evelyn tried to get away, there he was. So every time you saw William, he was standing beside Evelyn with her swinging her arms, telling him to get away. But he wouldn't. He was always there to open the door for her, get her coat, pull out her chair, but she wanted nothing to do with him. And then finally, one Sunday morning during the church service, I couldn't believe my eyes. There they were, holding hands. Later, I sensed someone standing beside me. I turned around, and there was William. He said, "Jerry, I want to show you something." And he carefully pulled from his shirt pocket a snapshot of Evelyn. He said, "This is Evelyn. She's my girl." He was so proud. And then he carefully slipped the picture back into his pocket and walked away. A few months went by, then one night the church pastor pulled me to the side and said there was a problem. William and Evelyn wanted to get married. They had approached their parents for permission, but their request had been denied. Then, early one morning, I received a phone call from the pastor. He told me that the night before, while Evelyn was at home, she had had one of her epileptic seizures, a really bad one, and before the ambulance could get her to the hospital, she had died. All I could think about was William. Just how many disappointments can one person have in their lifetime and not finally just give up? At the funeral, I was asked to be a pallbearer, and as we carried the casket into the service, William was allowed to walk alongside, his hand gently resting on the casket, and every few steps, he would give it a soft touch as if to say, "Evelyn, it's William. Don't be afraid. I'm here." As we walked, I noticed something was pinned to William's shirt. It was the snapshot of Evelyn. He had clumsily pinned it to the outside of his shirt pocket for all to see. Evelyn was his girl. Well, that next week, William was very quiet. We all tried to comfort him, but there really wasn't much we could do but pray for him. He looked so alone without Evelyn. A few weeks passed, and then one night as I was loading up the church van, I felt someone standing behind me. It was William. He said, "Jerry, I want to show you something." And he carefully reached into his shirt pocket and pulled out the picture of Evelyn. He said, "This is Evelyn. She's my girl. But Jerry, she's dead." And then he looked right into my eyes, and a gentle smile came on his face. But I'm not sad. I'm not sad. I'm thankful because now she's with Jesus and she's not sick anymore. And someday I'll see Evelyn again in heaven. And maybe then God will let us be married.
Then, without another word, William ever so softly slipped the picture back into his shirt pocket and walked away. I stepped out into the darkness and I cried. I thought to myself, here's a man who's so severely retarded that he can't hold a job, he can't live by himself, he can't even get married. But in just a few simple words, he had taught me all I would ever need to know about hope. Although William had every reason to be angry and frustrated because of all the things he didn't have, instead, he chose to have hope, a wonderful hope and assurance that someday God would make everything right. And you know, most people would never notice what a blessed man he really was. You see, William had that very special gift, the hope of Christmas. What is your hope today? Where is your hope today? I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special program after these messages.
Are you like one recent listener? You've been listening to my programs now for years, and you think it would be great to hear my patriotic messages in person? I'll tell you just what I told him. You call, you invite, I'll come. Contact my office now at 817-995-6965 or go to jerrystewartusa.com and send me an email. I would love the opportunity to come to your city, your local meeting hall or auditorium, your football field, your school, your church. I would love to tell you what is on my heart for our nation, America. So, a simple phone call or email costs nothing. Let's talk to see if we might be able to put something together in your town. That contact number again is 817-995-6965. Remember, the future of our America is not up to anyone else. It's up to you and me. God bless you. If you're enjoying this special holiday program today and you'd like to know how to get your own copy, you can visit my website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. All of the information is right there. Or you can call our office at 817-995-6965 and someone will answer to help you. Or you may be thinking about getting today's order packet as a Christmas present for that special patriotic someone. And I can tell you that these programs do make great gifts. So if you'd like to know more about our work and to read some great stories, just go to my website at jerrystewartusa.com and there are hundreds of great true stories of America right there. And they are all free for you to read and enjoy. Once again, thanks so much for listening, for supporting my programs, and thanks for being a great American. Now, enjoy the rest of the show, and God bless you.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
First day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge.
Hello and welcome back to this special Christmas program. I'm Jerry Stewart. You know, during Christmas time, after we get past the shopping and the rushing and the scurrying around, for me, Christmas is always a sort of peaceful time. And when we stop and look at the manger scene with the baby Jesus, the Christ child, lying in the manger with his mother, Mary, and Joseph, all the animals and angels, it all looks very peaceful, doesn't it? The truth is, that whole scene can actually cause us to lose sight, to forget why the Christ child really came, and how perilous the times were when he came. You see, the Jewish people of that day, their country was not their own. The Roman government ruled over them. In fact, they ruled over the world. But they had a hope. They had been promised in God's word, delivered to them by the prophets. They had the powerful hope and assurance that God would one day send them a great and glorious king, and he would set them free. Now understand what they imagined in their own thinking. They believed that a person would rise up among them and be their Messiah, their Savior, and that this Savior would save them physically, rise up, raise up an army, and drive out the Romans. They would be free. So, as the Jewish people continued after so many years to be captives in their own country, they waited for this King of the Jews. They were a people in hard and difficult times, and all they had was hope. But how could they know that their thinking, their hoping, their expectations of the hope to come, the hope was all wrong? It wasn't about a physical kingdom, a literal king of the Jewish nation. It was a spiritual Savior coming to save the world from their sins. So imagine how we in America would feel today if everything we worked for, imagine if all these things were taken from us, controlled by someone else, a foreign enemy, controlling all we did. This was the country of the Jewish people in that day. It's safe to say hardly anyone today hasn't heard the story of that first Christmas, of a young girl, her name was Mary, how she had been visited by an angel telling her that she would bear a child. Now, Mary was a virgin. How could she have a child? Even though she was engaged to be married to a man, Joseph, she did not know him. The angel explained, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and your child, Jesus, will be the Son of God." Some would wonder how Mary could understand all this, but amazingly, she simply said, "Let it be to me according to your word." And of course, there was Joseph. To find out his future wife was carrying a child, what should he do? But Joseph was a godly man, and when he was visited by an angel in a dream and told the miraculous story, he too sought the will of God. But how did Mary and Joseph end up in Bethlehem? Why did they go to Bethlehem so close to her birth? Well, amazingly, this was part of God's plan. You see, long before, it had been prophesied that this king, this Savior, would be born in the city of David, Bethlehem. And God used the Roman government to perfect his will. It was decreed by the Roman emperor that each family had to be taxed. And to make a proper census, each family had to go back to the city of their ancestors to be counted. And Joseph was from the family line of David, so he and Mary were forced to go to Bethlehem at that time. Now think about it. Think about how the events of the world were being played out by people, by a government which had no real interest in God, but God used them to perfect his will. Shouldn't that be a great encouragement to us today, that God's will in this world is more powerful than any other force? Well, we know what happened. Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem just at Mary's time of delivering her child. The city was crowded. There were no rooms, so they ended up in a cold and dirty barn. Had God made a mistake? Had he not made his proper reservation? Not at all. You see, it was all intended to be a powerful message to us by God that he doesn't care about palaces or mansions. He has no interest in dwelling in castles or cathedrals. Where God really wants to live is in our hearts. And who did God invite to that first birthday party? Kings? Dignitaries? No. Shepherds. The social outcasts of their day. But why? Once again, to make it clear to all. God had sent his Son, his only Son, this precious, holy child, to earth for all mankind. And 30 years later, when that Christ child, Jesus Christ, died on that cruel cross for the sins of all mankind, he was dying for us all. But here we are today. Times are hard. Our circumstances are perilous. Where is our hope? Who is our hope? One very popular song we all sing is an old-time favorite, O Holy Night. And in that song, the author speaks of a world pining, longing for a time to come, a new chance to have all the weight and disappointment and sin lifted off. It talks of a hope. Do you feel that way today? Do you look at your circumstance and feel a hopelessness inside? But then the song says, he appeared, and the weary world rejoiced. There was a great thrill of hope. Why? For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. The story is told of a father after a long day of work at home, trying to relax, trying to read a magazine after his weary day. But his little girl was working on a school project. She was studying the different states of our country and where they were all located. So she kept asking questions, and finally, the father happened across a U.S. map in a magazine. He cut out the page. He carefully cut out the states into pieces like a puzzle and gave the pieces to his child. He said, "Go now, put the states together." And as she ran off to the other room, he thought, "That should take a while." But to his amazement, in only a few minutes, she was back. She had taped all of the states back together in their right place, and he was amazed. How had she been able to do it? "Daddy," she said, "it was simple. On the back of the page you gave me was a picture of Jesus. I just put together the face of Jesus, and when Jesus was all in place where he belonged, then our country just came together." Where is our hope? Who is our hope? Jesus, the Christ child. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back in a moment with some final thoughts. If you're enjoying this special holiday program today and you'd like to know how to get your own copy, you can visit my website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. All of the information is right there. Or you can call our office at 817-995-6965 and someone will answer to help you. Or you may be thinking about getting today's order packet as a Christmas present for that special patriotic someone. And I can tell you that these programs do make great gifts. So if you'd like to know more about our work and to read some great stories, just go to my website at jerrystewartusa.com, and there are hundreds of great true stories of America right there, and they are all free for you to read and enjoy. Once again, thanks so much for listening, for supporting my programs, and thanks for being a great American. Now, enjoy the rest of the show, and God bless you.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 231- 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello and welcome back to this special Christmas program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today is Christmas Day, a day of remembering that first bike, that first time together with that special someone, a day of wonderful memories of Christmas past and great hope of Christmas future. But today, this day, you may be saying there appears to be little hope, or even worse, there is no hope. And I, like you, can speak of difficult circumstances, but as I say that, I must ask you, where is your hope? Is our hope to be based on those things we can touch and see and hold? Is my life to be measured by possessions, by position, by my circumstance? Perhaps one of the most meaningful songs to me is a song that speaks to the love of God. A Love That Will Not Let Me Go was written by George Matheson. George Matheson was a bright boy, an excellent student, but sadly, a young man losing his sight. Born in Glasgow, Scotland in 1842, George had so much he aspired to do, but his failing sight caused so many of his great dreams to be set aside. He studied at the University of Glasgow, and even though at age 20 he became completely blind, he went on to study at the seminary and become a pastor of one of the largest churches in Scotland. He had great opportunities, and he had something else, a wonderful romance and someone who loved him, he thought. Because as a young man preparing for a wonderful life together with a girl he so loved, sadly, one day she came to him and told him that they could not be married. She could not spend her life living with a blind man. George's heart was broken. He truly did not know if he could go on. But amidst all of his pain and anguish and hurt, George Matheson was reminded of a Bible scripture which asks the question, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" The answer, nothing. Not death, nor life, nor things present or things to come, not height, nor depth, nor anything created shall be able to separate us from God's love. And despite all of his loss and sorrow, George Matheson wrote these words, "O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be." And those words have been a reminder to millions since not to lose hope. Why? Because 2,000 years ago, a promise was fulfilled by God that He would not leave us, He would not forsake us, He would make a way to Him. And that way is the Christ child. And today, if you feel like all hope is gone, look to the cross. O love that will not let you go. Well,